Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Beef exports mighty, mighty good right now. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Desperate to own a grasshopper riding mower, Herb uses the power of subliminal suggestion on his sleeping wife, Alice. The next afternoon,
honey, I'm home.
Herb, I bought something.
Does it have year-round attachments?
A brass door knocker.
Not a brass knocker, a grasshopper.
If you're dreaming of the true zero turn trims as it mows grasshopper, don't beat around the bush. Beat it to your nearby dealer.
Find the grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
University researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cowherds improves returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply purchase and use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight doesn't cover your product cost, Mariel will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. Call 888-8-IVOMEC for details to get $30 on a 5-liter equivalent size injection. That number, 1-888-848-6632. In the second half of 2009, we talked several times with various agricultural economists, folks like our friends, Dr. Darrell Peel from OSU, Jim Robb from the Livestock Market Information Center, and others about the tightening supplies of cattle. And at some point, cattle prices were going to take off as demand improved a bit. Well, it seems like that has occurred as we've seen cash cattle prices challenge up to $100, a dollar a pound last week and this week. We're at a dollar to a dollar and a penny in the last couple of weeks of trading for our fat cattle going to the beef processors. And one of the reasons the beef export picture, beef export values and beef export tonnages up quite a bit February of this year compared to February of 1 year ago. Total value of total U.S. beef exports, muscle cuts and variety meats as well, jumping 14.5% compared to 1 year ago. We got $252 million of beef export sales for the month of February of this year. Tonnage climbed 8.6% to 71,843 metric tons. And with that type of solid growth, clearly we're seeing the demand picture kick in with a tighter supply, and we've got higher cash cattle prices as a result. We've even done that with greater diversity of markets. Our number one market continues to be Mexico, but Mexico actually dropped rather significantly in the amount of beef that they bought. A 23% drop in volume, a 31% drop in value of U.S. beef this year over last year. But nonetheless, a lot of other countries picked up the pace. Canada's number two with a 19% increase in volume February to February. Values up 27% from February to February. The Middle East, led by Egypt, up by 28% in volume and a 50% jump in the total value of the beef cuts and variety meats going into that part of the world. The Middle East continues to grow as a top destination for U.S. beef muscle cuts, according to Aaron Daly with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Japan continues to increase in value. Total beef exports up 45% in volume February of this year compared to last year, and a 35% jump in overall value. Even with the market access limitations and months of short supply of cattle less than 21 months of age, Japan continues to be a significant growth market. Russia is the fifth largest beef market for U.S. beef at 6,495 metric tons in the month of February. That's a 63% increase from a year earlier. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2010 Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale is set for Saturday, April 24th, 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Stevens County Fairgrounds in Duncan. Among the lots that will sell include fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, and cow-calf pairs. 14 Shorthorn breeders are consigners for the 2010 sale. For more information, contact Sammy Richardson, chairman of the Oklahoma Shorthorn Association, 580-658-2709, 580-658-2709. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.